You're listening to Tales of the Forsaken, a live play Fatecore game by Noble Jester Productions. Welcome to Rillian, a Western fantasy world where magic needs fuel, and that fuel is mined and refined into Ecton. A place of vast deserts, dark rituals, and greedy mining companies. A dwarf awakens and has forgotten who he is. Who is Verboden, and how will he seek to remember his past in the midst of this harsh world?
You are overlooking the town of Ecton Falls, and you can see that there are two sections to this town. The larger portion of the town is at the base of a cliff with a waterfall coming down the cliff, and there are a couple of streets, wooden buildings. There's a large portion of this town that is like tents and just kind of like ramshackle hovels and things. Kind of surrounding that section of the town, you can see a large building that looks like it's probably used for processing some sort of ores or something, and then a couple of nicer buildings that visually looking at it from this distance, you're not sure what those buildings are. And then on top of the cliff, you can see a much, almost like more built up and nicer looking portion of the town. There are some larger buildings, a very large building. Again, it's difficult to tell what it is from this distance. You can see from here that there is a railroad track that kind of stretches off into the distance and ends in this town. And you can see the end of it is still being built up a little bit. And there's some buildings and things kind of directly surrounding that are being built up. So it looks like there's, you know, kind of they're finishing a railroad track in this town. You don't know if it's going to move on past here or not.
Okay.
So that's what you see as you're overlooking the town. You have Jarl with you. Are you going to head into town?
Yeah, I think we'll just head on into town. Do I know from the sheriff? Did he say where I'm supposed to meet him?
He did not.
Okay. Yeah, so we'll just head in and probably head to that upper portion, ask around, and go from there.
Okay. Yeah, so you have to ride kind of from where you're located. You have to ride through the lower portion of the town. So you're riding through this section of the town. And now that you're in it, you can see that this is very clearly, at least to some extent, a mining town. You know, that entire tent section of the town seems to be extremely busy, bustling with miners and people who help, you know, take care of miners. The people doing washing, there's, you know, kind of little bars and saloons and things set up in tents, and it looks like those larger buildings are mining company headquarters. You're not really, like, attracting any attention. This is a big town.
Yeah.
It's, you know, definitely way bigger than what you're used to because you don't have a whole lot of experience or memory of things except for Silver Ridge. But it's a busy town. There's lots of people in the streets. There's lots of buildings, lots of different establishments and things. But you ride through the streets and eventually you come to a lift that is set up to raise people up to the upper portion of the town. There is also a trail that, you know, has kind of got a bunch of switchbacks that winds its way up the cliff. You could choose to take that if you want, but this lift is here.
I mean, the list sounds pretty interesting, so I think we would want to check that out.
So you ride up there's a dwarf who is operating the lift and doesn't really pay a whole lot of attention to you. You ride up onto the lift and he kind of waits a few seconds, sees if anybody else is going to get on, and then just slams a lever to the side and the entire thing starts to rise up on ropes and chains. Your horse doesn't, you know, Aked doesn't really spook at all, but the horse that Jarl is riding seems a little freaked out, spooks a little bit, but Jarl calms him down.
Okay.
And this lift rises up to the top of the cliff, and you ride off, and you are now in that, you know, kind of upper portion of the town. And from here you can tell there's a very large hotel There are some much nicer buildings. There's a couple of what almost look like mansions kind of on the outskirts of the town. And there's a saloon there. And pretty clearly there's a sheriff's office right next to the saloon.
Okay. So I'll look over to Jarl and motion to him, you know, seeing the sheriff's office, kind of nod at it. And then also looking up at the mansions, I'll just kind of lean over to him and say, well, it's like somebody's doing well from the Sectin.
Yes, it seems that there are many people who are well off in this town.
Yeah, a little different from Mac and Silveridge, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I like it. It seems to be there is more diversity and opportunity here.
Yeah, definitely some hustle and bustle. You see yourself and you picture yourself living in one of them big houses up there?
Oh, that would take a lot of work and many jobs, but I would enjoy it, I think.
Yeah, I could see you getting there. I mean, you got the spirit of a fighter and a worker, and yeah, keep working at it.
He kind of perks up as you say that, and you know, he's starts looking around the streets and looking at some of those mansions a little bit, and he points out the hotel and says,
that place looks very nice. Perhaps if we spend an evening here, we should stay there.
Yeah, let's get in here and have this little meet and greet here with the sheriff, and maybe. It looks pretty nice.
All right, so you go over to the sheriff's office. The door is unlocked, and you walk in. Mm-hmm. It's a pretty nice office, quite a bit nicer than yours.
Doesn't take much.
Yeah. There's a couple of cells in the back. There's a desk kind of in the front with, you know, a board behind it with some wanted posters. Probably what you would imagine from the things you would imagine of a local sheriff's office in a western town.
Sure,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, there's a cabinet that is locked up that looks like it probably has weapons and things in it. And there is a drunk or somebody sleeping in one of the cells, but there doesn't appear to be a sheriff here.
Okay. Anybody else in there other than the drunk in the cell?
Nope.
Okay. And it's just a single level, no other doors. It looks like it's accessible. That would be like for the general public.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, looks like we might have missed him. Let's maybe head out and ask around.
Yes. Perhaps we go by the saloon next door.
Yeah, that's I would assume people would know where to find him if we head over there. Let's check it out.
All right, so you walk next door, and this is a large saloon. You know, kind of got the doors that you push open, and you're backlit by the light, and you know it's a little darker in there, and you wait for your vision to clear a little bit, and then you can see that there's a large bar across one side of the room, a bunch of tables. There's a stage on one side that looks like it's, you know, it's empty right now, but looks like they, you know, have it for entertaining and things. The tables are pretty full, and there's a bartender, a human woman behind the bar that is getting people drinks and cleaning glasses and, you know, just wiping down the bar and stuff.
Okay. What time of day is it again?
It's like early evening, I think.
All right. So I'll walk up slowly to the bar and just kind of taking in the surroundings, looking at the people there in the establishment, seeing if we can sort of reactions, but kind of heading my way up to her and lean up on the bar. Excuse me, may I ask a question of you?
Oh, yeah, sure. What can I do for you?
Well, I just arrived here in town and had an invitation from your local sheriff and stopped by there. He wasn't around, so I was hoping to connect with him. He knew you'd be able to point me in the direction for him?
Well, I know he rode out of town this morning, but I expect he'll be back any time. He doesn't stay gone for very long.
Oh, okay. Well, Jarl, I guess we're just hanging out for a bit, just planning with the locals. You say we can get a drink?
Yes, that would be very nice.
All right, well, barkeep, we'll get two of, I don't know, what do you recommend?
Oh, well, you know, our local ale is pretty good. We've got a nice flavor to it, nice woody flavor.
That sounds good. We'll take two of those, please.
She starts pouring them, and a gentleman gets up from one of the tables and walks over. The human man, got a pretty long beard, hat. He puts a gold piece on the bar and nods at the bartender and says, "Hey, I'll cover these two."
"Oh, that's kind of you. Any particular reason?"
"Oh, my employer over there would like to invite you over to come and have a little bit of a chat."
"Oh, I see. I'll look over. Can I see who he's pointing at?"
Yeah, there's a human man that is sitting at a table. He's got two dwarves sitting at the table with him. And he's a large guy, not like, you know, obese large, but just very well built. He's sitting there. He's dressed incredibly nicely. Got a, you know, nice vest. Looks like some diamond studs and things on it. He's got a, you know, little chain for a pocket watch and stuff, and he's grinning over at you.
So I'll look back to the guy that paid for the drinks and, "Well, I'll oblige you, but under one condition."
"Yeah, well, what's that?"
"You'll have to let me in on your secret for that fantastic beard you have."
"Oh, well, I've just always been able to grow facial hair very well."
"All right, let's go meet him." And then I'll kind of lean over to Jarl and, like, "Hey, you might be meeting one of the fancy house folk."
Just as an aside, you're a dwarf. Your beard is way better than this guy.
Oh, yeah. He's just trying to butter him up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jarl's like, "Oh, okay, here we go." And that guy leads you over to the table. This gentleman waves you over and he motions for the other people at the table to get up, and they kind of step aside and sit down at other tables. He says,
"Well now, I believe it's verboten, isn't it?"
"That's a mighty good guess. How'd you know who I am?"
"Well, we've had some common experiences. Please have a seat."
Right, so I'll grab the chair and kind of sit in it and, like, sit pretty relaxed, kind of sit back in the chair and look at the cross table at him.
He holds a hand out. He says, "Name's Dagomar Shunt. Right here, people call me the Ecton King."
"Oh, Ecton King. All right. Well, I'll reach across and shake his hand and sit back."
"I understand that there's been rumors that my mining company has tried to do some things to your town over there in Silver Ridge, and I just wanted to ease some suspicions and let you know that that wasn't us. We haven't had anything to do with that. People like to say bad things about my mining company, and they're just not true."
Can I maybe roll to see, like, some insight on if I feel like he's being honest with that?
Yeah. Let's see. What's a good skill for that? Maybe investigate, or even your own bluff roll, maybe. Influence. Probably one of those three.
Yeah, I do investigate as, like, an observation for that, so...
Okay.
That's a plus one. First roll of the night. Total of zero.
All right. He's a little bit difficult to read, but he did say his name was, you know, Dagomar Shunt, and you've had several experiences with Shunt Mining Company. Mm-hmm. This is not something that you believe.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't expect that. Well, Mr. Shunt, King of the Ecton, what was your title?
"Oh, well, you know, people call me the Ecton King. I'm not sure I would take that title on for myself."
"All right, the Ecton King. Well, yeah, I appreciate you clearing that up. You know, definitely sounds like it, you know, might have been a misunderstanding. You know, maybe some bad apples, potentially, you know, who were causing some issues out there. I appreciate your clearing that up."
"Well, wonderful. I'm glad that we see eye to eye. I'd really like to just offer you a job if you'd like."
"Oh, man, that's a challenge." He kind of puts his hand up on his chest over the star. Now, being a sheriff's a pretty tall order these days, you know, especially with, you know, occasional issues of people posing like Shunt Mining Folk to mess with the people of Silver Ridge. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I could, you could tell me what the job is. You know, I'm keeping an eye and an ear out. If somebody fits the job description, I'll send them your way."
"Well, the two aren't necessarily
mutually exclusive. You know, the job itself is to protect the people of the new frontier. You know, there's a lot of things out there that are dangerous. There are people and other mining companies that have their eye on expansion through occupation. And, well, if you took this job, you could even stay in Silver Ridge, protect your own people. It would just be a good opportunity for us to begin to form a partnership. And, you know, that town you got there, Silver Ridge, I have heard good things about it. Maybe we have established some operations there.
Well, we'll have to see about that. That's a kind of a big decision to make on a short notice and just an initial meeting with you. But you know what? You know where to find me. I'll be in Silver Ridge if I'm not here. Yeah, I guess I appreciate the drink, and you have a good day. And I'll start to get up and walk off.
As you start to get up, multiple people in this bar also stand up. And a couple of people kind of walk over towards the door and just kind of start leaning against the wall next to the door. You get the feeling pretty quickly that almost everyone in this bar is a part of, you know, this guy's retinue. He holds his hand out and says,
"Now hang on, you're moving a bit too fast. I'd like to continue a conversation. Maybe you should sit down."
"Well, how about this? I'm staying here for a bit, waiting for the sheriff to come back. I hear he's due back in town here any minute. Just gonna go check in over at the hotel, and you know, if the seat's still open, I'll come back and talk to you then."
"I'm afraid I've not made myself perfectly clear, Mr. Verboten. I think you need to sit down and listen to what I have to say, or, you know, there's things that I just wouldn't be able to stop. Some of my friends here would not take too kindly to your rude behavior."
"See, that's a bit of a shame. See, my friend Jarl here, he's pretty good with an axe, and I'm pretty close to you, so what I'd recommend is I will not have a seat here, and we're just going to walk out the door. How about that?"
"Well, it's a shame it has to come to this, isn't it? I was really hoping that we could be friends."
"Well, I'm not saying we can't be, but I don't take kindly to a threat upon our first meeting, and I sat and had a conversation with you, and, you know, things were cordial, and I decided to go, and now you're changing the tune a little bit."
"Well, when you're the acting king, you can kind of do whatever you want, so, all right, well, I guess take a couple steps toward the door, and we'll see what happens."
"Guess we'll see then." Yeah, I'm just going to start walking towards the door.
Okay. As you start to walk, people shift in front of the door. You've got people in your way. They start putting hands on weapons, and things seem like they are about to escalate extremely quickly when you see a rifle barrel sit over the door and rest on one of these guys' shoulders. Nuzzles up next to his ear, pointing at his head, and you hear a voice that says,
"Well, now, I'm not sure I like people starting a fun time without me in my town."
And figure walks in the door, and you can see it's very clearly one of the marked of Yendra. He's got long white hair, slightly glowing golden skin, very similar to Piter that you've encountered before. He's got a star on, he's got multiple gun belts on, he's got this rifle in his hands. And he looks over at you and says,
"Verboten, isn't it?"
Yeah, seems like everybody knows me pretty quickly here, making an impression."
"Well, you have made an impression in the new frontier, and it's nice to meet you. Let me just throw out the trash a bit here, and I'll be right with you."
He looks over at Dagomar Shunt, and he just kind of stares daggers at him, and he says,
"Dagomar, you don't want to start something like this in my town."
And, you know, he looks back, and he says,
"You know, Roland, I really don't appreciate you butting your nose into my business."
And the sheriff, Roland, he looks back, and he says,
Well then, why don't you try something? I think with Raboden's reputation and what you know of me, it should make you be a little bit hesitant.
And things just kind of sit for a moment. The tension is in the air. And then Dagomar just kind of puts his hands down on the table and people start lowering weapons and things and says,
"This has all just been a big misunderstanding. It was nice to meet you, Mr. Verboten. We will, I'm sure, have another conversation another time."
Yeah, I'll count on that.
He tips his hat to the sheriff, who slowly backs out the door. You follow?
Was Roland going out the door, or was it the...
Yeah, the sheriff was going out the door.
Okay, yeah, then yeah. I would walk out.
Okay. Yeah, and Jarl follows you. Mm-hmm. He kind of stayed quiet throughout that. As you step out into the street, he holsters his rifle on his back and holds a hand out and says,
"Sorry about that. Roland Ironhands."
"Oh, good to meet you, Roland." So I'll reach out and shake his hand. "I'm glad you showed up when you did. That was turning ugly real quick."
"Nah, Shunt's kind of a wuss. You'd have taken care of him."
"Yeah, I might have taken care of him, but there was quite a few guys there. So, I guess I'm not going to tally up any more Shunt mining guys today."
"Well, I'd appreciate that. I try to keep a peaceful town here."
"Yeah, that was what I was going for as well, and he was not letting me go."
"Well, it's water under the bridge now. Why don't you step in my office? We can have a little chat."
"All right."
So he leads you into the sheriff's office and sits down behind the desk and pours a couple of glasses of some kind of a whiskey or something and just pushes one to each of you. Says,
"Well, I apologize for the welcome, but hopefully I can start over. Welcome to Acton Falls."
"Thank you for having me. Interested to hear what you had to say for the plan here. There's seemed like a lot of guys like this King of the Ecton or whatever he's calling himself out here, and it just doesn't sit right with me, them pushing over everybody."
"Well, it doesn't sit right with me either, and that's why I've asked you here. You've done good work up in Silver Ridge, and there are other towns that have not done so well. Unfortunately, Army of the Gods doesn't do anything, so it's really up to us to find a way to police our own lands. I'm not a big fan of the idea that it takes someone like you and someone like me to stand up to somebody like this all alone. I think that we'd be better together."
"I agree. That's been one of the things that we've been working on here in Silver Ridge. The people there were quite ill-equipped prior to some of the events of my arrival, and things are getting a little better. I think, some partnerships sound like a good start."
"I'm glad that you are in agreement. It's been heavy on my mind for quite some time. Of course, I have to keep the peace here, and these mining companies have their writs of operation from Four Nations and from Yinder herself. I can't really do much about it as long as they stay peaceful in my town. But I am hindered in what I can do in the broader frontier."
"You can't be everywhere at once?"
"Unfortunately, I cannot."
"That's a shame."
"Can you?"
"Not that I know of. I haven't tried that yet."
"Well, if you find out how, you let me know."
"Will do."
"Well, do you think there's anything that we can begin working on or putting together to try to... There's a lot of distance between our towns."
"Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. I mean, just our trek out here, that's a bit of ways now. I did see you got that. It's like a train that's coming through here. Where's that lead to?"
"Yeah, that's not going to be of any use. That just goes directly back to Orion and the Four Nations. There's no stops along the way. It's just simply for them to cart off their ores and..."
So thoughtful of them and the development and construction of that."
"Yeah. Well, at the very least, it will help people get out here to safety easier. Might help give us a little bit more civilization and more people to come out here and help settle the land."
"Yeah, well, one thought, I don't know if you'd consider maybe setting up some manned outposts, maybe here along the way, develop a bit of a network and and some people we can trust. One, we can, you know, spread the information quicker if we're needing help, and also if, you know, someone's needed somewhere, we can pull them in. I don't know. That sounds expensive, and as far as resources, we're lacking a little bit there.
Yeah, it's a good idea, though. Resources. I mean, I could probably pull some money from some of the people here. A little bit of a raising some money. Mining companies would obviously be the best place to get some money from, but I'm not sure any of them are going to be backing this kind of an operation.
No, definitely not. And I would say we probably don't want their money and the strings that come along with that.
Well, that does pose a problem. There are, of course, more underhanded ways to acquire money, but I think that I'm not sure I'd be comfortable with that.
I have to agree with you there. I feel like it always comes back around.
Well, I guess put a pin in the financing. But I do like the idea of some outposts and maybe a rider system of fast riders who can make their way over the rough terrain and get back and forth quickly.
Yeah, that's some rough riders. I like that.
Rough riders. That's a good name for it.
You know what, Roland? I think you and me can get along here. I like that. I like this. You have any other deputies here or any other existing people that you've been working with?
We've got a couple of deputies. There's a few of the townsfolk that are good, solid people that I can trust and are decently talented with a pistol or a rifle. But for the most part, it's my reputation around here that has kept the peace. People like Shunt back there are afraid to cross me, partly because of Yindra, but mostly just I've put the fear of, well, not necessarily her, but the fear of me into them.
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, at least you got that established, so you got that going for us.
As you're having that conversation, there is suddenly a shout from outside, and a teenage boy runs in, and he just goes, "Sheriff, there's a fight down in the lower town. Somebody's going to need to go down there and break that up." He just kind of sighs. He stands up, says, "Sorry about this, Verboten. Maybe you just sit here. Maybe avoid going back out in the street for now. I'll go deal with this and be back in a couple of minutes."
Are you sure you don't want some aid?
"No, I think I can handle a couple of troublemakers pretty easily, and I think you should keep your head down, lay low."
"All right, sounds like a plan. We'll hang out."
He walks out. Jarl takes a sip of the whiskey, and he says,
"You think this is a good idea? Perhaps Silver Ridge should be our main focus and not allowing people to draw us into their own issues."
"Well, things in Silver Ridge may be going okay at the moment, but with those, whatever those things are that we saw in the school, and with these guys like Digimar Shun, I'm sure all the rest of these mining guys are not that different from him."
"For me, personally, I don't have any problem with killing the mining people to get the money we need."
"Well, hold on there, Jarl. That's, listen, I know what they did back there. But there's a difference between protecting what's yours and going out and just taking something because you want it. That's not all that different from how they operate."
"It's not taking something because I want it. It's taking something because the people will benefit."
That's a dangerous way of thinking, Jarl. I get where you're coming from. I honestly do, but that's not something that I'm going to get behind."
"Well, I don't know where you're going to get funding for your, what you call them, rough riders, then."
"Well, sometimes things just have a way of presenting themselves. I mean, look at Silver Ridge. You would anticipate, you know, looking back a few months back, did we would get to where we are now? We didn't have any resources then, and poof, I just showed up."
As you're talking, you suddenly hear a chuckle from the cell. The drunk kind of sits up and just starts laughing. and it kind of extends a little too long. It starts to get kind of hysterical, and then just suddenly cuts off.
Kind of lean and look and look into the cell. What do I see?
It's a human man. Looks to be dirty and stuff, but he's just staring daggers at you with this kind of wild grin on his face. And you hear him go,
"Well, too bad Silver Ridge won't be yours much longer."
Oh, was that true? You gonna do something about it there in that little comfortable cell of yours?
Not me, but you left them all behind, and we are already taking it.
So I'm thinking back to in the school and what I experienced there. Does this feel similar to that?
Something definitely seems off about this guy. You know, he's not acting drunk for one.
Mm-hmm.
He's got this kind of wild-eyed look on his face. Crazy, you know, kind of stretched too far grin. And, you know, there's definitely something off about this guy.
Okay, so I'll get up out of my chair and walk about halfway over. You want to give me some more details? What you're talking about here?
It won't matter. You'll be too late.
Oh, really? This friend of yours, or what do you know about Silver Ridge?
Silver Ridge, it's going to be ours.
And who is that? Who's all of you?
I think you've already met some of my friends.
I assume that would not be any mining people.
No, not you foolish mortals, of course not. We're taking over your world, and Silver Ridge is the front door.
As he's talking, I'm just gonna, like, kinda rest my hand on my pistol.
He looks down at the pistol, and he just laughs again. And he says,
"You think that you can do anything from here? You has been. You don't even know what you are capable of."
Do you want to find out together?
There's nothing you can do to me from in here.
I look at Jarl, like, what is he doing?
He looks kind of horrified, but also interested, just kind of listening to the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Seems like you enjoy talking. Why don't you just keep going? Tell me who you are, what you want.
It doesn't matter who I am. We are working for the Master, the Dream Leech. He will enter your world, and then it will be too late.
Yeah, see, I don't think you're right about that. Seems like I already killed one of you. You want to be next?
It doesn't matter. You can kill us, and we just come right back.
Oh, well, guess I'll have to figure out a way to keep you from coming back. What do you think about that?
The only one who could possibly do that is off wasting his time closing all of these portals. What a fool. Doesn't even realize what he's left behind.
Well, thanks for that information. I'll make sure I tell your dream leech or whatever that, well, what's your name? What can I call you?
I haven't warranted a name yet.
How about I call you Limited?
He just starts laughing.
Well, Limited, what do you say we talk a little more about this?
Yes, let's talk more.
Since you like talking so much. So, you're inviting this Dream Leech? Where's he from? Is he from Orion? Or...
We aren't from your world, you fool.
I see. Well, guess we'll just have to stop that.
Can't do anything. Your town is already on death's door. Our claws are wrapped tight around their puny little throats.
Yeah, see, I've got a problem with that. How about this? You tell me how many are there, or we're just gonna send you back to where you came from right now.
There are many. If they haven't already come through, they will before you can arrive.
Girl, I've had about enough of this.
Jarl pulls his axe off his back and says,
"If you don't do something about this one, I will."
Yeah, I got this. You know what, but However, it is important what we're doing here with Sheriff Roland, so I'm not going to let the Limited get under my skin. I think I'm going to wait for Roland to come back, and we'll talk a little more. So you back there, you can laugh and brag and talk about all these things that you're going to do. But it doesn't matter, because we're not going to let you.
Oh, of course, you always think you can change things, and you never actually do.
Do I feel like with that, he, like, knows a bit more?
You definitely get the feeling that he seems to be trying to make it seem like he, you know, at least seem like he knows about you. It's pretty clear that he's trying to get you to stay here and keep talking. And he's kind of dangling information along the way.
Got it. Yarn, why don't you maybe step out the front door and just let me know if anything looks off.
Okay, yes. He steps out the front door.
So I'm going to sit back down and kick my feet up on the table and just kind of watch him and not say anything.
I thought you wanted to talk more.
No, I just knew you wanted to talk more. If I sit here long enough, you'll just keep going.
Oh, well, it's really all I'm good at.
Let's hear it. Let's hear this grand plan.
Plan? The plan is already in motion. Your people are doomed. We will use your town as our entryway, and the Dream Leech will take over your world in preparation for the World Eater.
Oh, okay, so we got the Dream Leech followed by the World Eater. Sounds ominous.
Yes, we are very powerful.
Yeah, you're so powerful you got locked up right there, huh?
Oh, this puny mortal was simply the vessel for me to have a conversation with you.
Okay.
He kind of just keeps saying random things, laughing randomly. A few minutes pass, and then Jarl and Roland walk back in. And the figure in the cell kind of slumps back over as Roland walks in.
Hey there, Roland. Get things cleaned up down there?
Yeah, it wasn't much of a problem.
Yeah, how much you know about this guy sitting in your cell over here?
No, Percy over there. He got drunk. Had to let him cool his heels a bit.
Yeah, I don't know if that's it's all Percy anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, just been having a conversation here with, well, I named him. He's calling him Limited. I believe he has invaded the mind of whom we would call Percy, and pretty easily say that he is, well, who he's with might be a little more dangerous than someone like a Digmar Shunt.
Talking about these creatures that have been rumored out there in the frontier.
Yeah, I would assume that might be the same thing. We've dealt with some issues there in Silver Ridge with a nasty creature that was playing all sorts of tricks with my mind. It tried to almost like invade it or something. But I think that's what you're dealing with here. Isn't that right, Limited?
No response.
Yes, he was all talk before, but now he's getting shy.
Well, Percy doesn't talk much. He's a bit of a simpleton.
Hey there, Limited.
Yeah, no response.
I mean, we could take you back to Silver Ridge, and he could stand there too while we clear the rest of you out and show you you're wrong.
Figure just snores and rolls over.
Well, that's a shame.
Well, I can't say I know a lot about this, but I trust you. I trust your word. I'll keep an eye on Percy there. We haven't had many problems with these sorts of things in Acton Falls.
Yeah, I don't feel like this is a thing that they would come out in such a public place. I actually do have concern for Silver Ridge, that they might be trying to get a foothold there. I was talking about ushering in a way for some Dream Leech and this World Eater taking over the place.
That does sound concerning. What are you going to do about it?
Well, first step talking to you about it. I feel like you're the most like-minded person I've met out here, and seem to be heading in the direction I want to go, which is equipping the people to take care of themselves and seen some wild things here in the last few months, especially this week.
Well, I appreciate it. I could try to round up some people and send them with you if you feel like you need some backup. I don't think I can leave, but if you feel like that would help.
I mean, if you can spare it, I think that would be a good start. I hate to have our plans fail for building this network and partnership before it can start.
Well, I think we've at least hit upon an idea. We'll need to figure out the financing piece, and I'll start talking to some people. I'm sure you can do the same. Maybe we can meet up again in one of our towns in a couple weeks.
That sounds good. You been out our way at all lately? There's a town in between here and there that completely cleared out. Everybody's gone.
Let's see, there's a couple places out there, but you're not talking about the Gulch. No, it's not really between our two towns. Can't say I'm familiar with what may have been there. New towns spring up pretty often.
Gotcha. All right. I like a plan. Why don't we head back? Or I'll take your people like you offered, and I'll head back and make sure everything's okay at home, and maybe I can head back here with them. And since we do have this abandoned town in between us, maybe that would be a good place to maybe set up and train for some we're talking about.
Yeah, I like that idea. I'll send out a couple of people and see if we can start an outpost. Maybe take some extra horses out there so if people need to ride quickly, they can trade them out.
Yeah, it's a good idea. I would just advise caution there. Things seemed a bit off.
Of course, yes. I understand that. Well, let me see if I can gather some people. When are you thinking on leaving? Tonight or in the morning?
Well, I may ask your recommendation on that with the stir I created here. I might be a little concerned to spend the night. Do you think I'm at any risk for closing my eyes here?
Well, there's always risk. Dagomar's, he's dangerous. If he feels that he can push you, he will. So I don't know. That's up to you. If there's a urgency for you to get back, maybe it'd be best if you left tonight, but I'm not sure if I can gather very many people who could just up and leave and with no time to prepare.
Yeah, that makes sense. I think I really should get back, especially with some of this new information I've got from he got locked up over there. But, you know, if you have a couple people, I wouldn't mind you sending them out, you know, even if they're a bit behind me. That's still better than nothing.
Okay, yeah. I know where to send people. I can send a few, whoever I can find, I'll send them after you.
All right, well, sounds good. Anything else I can help you with while I'm here?
I don't think so. Sounds like you need to get back. He holds a hand out. Yeah. Boden, it's nice to meet you.
Good to meet you as well, Roland. Hopefully this is just the first of many good interactions.
Yes, first meeting of the Rough Riders.
All right, well, I'll remember the day.
All right. Anything else you want to try to do in the town before riding out?
I don't think so, but as we walk out, I'll kind of yell over, well, see you around there, Limited. And then close the door behind.
Okay. Yeah, again, no response. All right, so you and Jarl saddle up and head out of town. You don't have anything that happens in the town or anything. Nobody interacts with you or anything. So okay. You head out and start to ride into the night.